Hello and welcome to I Wanna Smoke a Bowl All Zide
and party every day.
Great. Welcome to, you know, that other zeitgeist we do, daily zeitgeist we do. I have a special guest co-host with me today. My partner in crime on the hit podcast. I think it's actually number one on earth right now.
Yeah.
420 Day Fiance. I'm with Sophia Alexandra. Thank you so much for joining me with this.
Thanks so much for having me.
Quick rundown of the top news stories of the day. And look, if y'all haven't subscribed to 420 Day Fiance yet,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? Look, do you like trash TV?
Get your life.
Do you like 90 Day Fiance? Come aboard the ship.
You like some delightful, juicy tangents?
Oh, yeah. Mm. They're ripe. The tangents are ripe. So let's just take a look at some of the top trending stories right now. George Zimmerman is trending, and I was like, why the fuck is the guy who got away with murdering Trayvon Martin trending?
Every time a celebrity trends that you like, you're like, oh God, I hope they're not dead.
Yeah.
And they are always dead. It's like David Bowie, dead. And now whenever someone like that's a piece of shit is trending, like George Zimmerman, you're like, oh my God, is he dead?
Is he in jail now for murdering somebody?
He's not.
No,
it's not good news.
I mean, quick history lesson, back in 2012, George Zimmerman murdered Trayvon Martin, who's only 17 years old.
Unarmed.
But, you know, he committed the heinous act of being a young man of color while wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
And Zimmerman also was part of a neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
So he was like a self-appointed fucking...
Yeah. And it was... The whole thing's a mess. Obviously, look, y'all remember. But he has now filed a $100 million lawsuit against this attorney, Ben Crump, and the family of Trayvon Martin. $100 million.
So sick.
Because he's also naming someone, Rachel Jean Tell, who was a key witness... For saying she lied. An imposter and a fake witness. It also says that in the suit that Crump, the lawyer, was defaming Mr. Zimmerman because of remarks he made in a book that came out called Open Season, Legalized Genocide of Colored People. Wow. I mean, I'm sure that whole book is about you, George Zimmerman. Anyway.
What a trash human being. I really feel like he's just doing this so people talk about him. There's no other way. There's no other reason, right? It's just a publicity stunt.
He needs money. He's probably,
whatever
it is, trying to get some kind of attention. I mean,
so morbid and fucked up to keep bothering this poor boy's family. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and even naming his mother in this lawsuit as well. This is
so...
It's disgraceful. This dude got away with murder. He murdered him.
And still terrorizing the family.
Yeah.
It is so heinous. If there's a level, if hell was real and there's different levels to it, this dude would be...
It's like, I'm going to murder your son and then sue you for making it hot for me.
Fucking bottom of all of it.
But hey, that's how things work these days. Also trending, ironically, I guess, right after George Zimmerman is another young black man who was killed. Fred Hampton. Now he was the head of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party, and today marks the 50th anniversary of his assassination. And I say assassination because between the FBI and the Chicago police, they basically, I'm pretty sure he was drugged, and then they broke into his house and shot him in his bed while he slept. Shot him point blank in his head. And the reason. When you look at, again, he was 21 years old when this happened. He was really, he was getting too close of doing the thing of uniting poor black people and poor white people and erasing that color line of a truly inclusive movement of disenfranchised people, of working people, of poor people to, you know, immobilize and empower themselves.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah. So of
clearly
course.
Clearly deserve to die.
That's how the FBI looks at things. It's like, oh, we have a history of going after leaders who get too close to actually uniting the people, which shows you a lot about what the power dynamics are at play in our quote-unquote democracy.
And what year was this?
This was 50 years ago, so 1969.
Yeah. It's just cool to know nothing has changed.
No, and I mean, part of me is like, damn, right after George Zimmerman, you also see Fred Hampton, who, I mean, my God, the momentum that was being created through his work and the people around him, I can't imagine what history would have looked like in this country had he lived much longer. And also, you know, his wife, his pregnant wife, was sleeping in bed next to him when this happened. She survived and eventually gave birth to their son, Fred Hampton Jr.
Because, yeah, they were like, no, you know, it'd be inhumane to also murder the wife. Just him.
Yeah.
But at 21, to have had that much effect and been that much of a threat.
Yeah.
Is crazy. He accomplished so much at such a young age.
Yeah, and I would be like, please read up because, or even listen to some of his speeches, because there has also been like write ups around it. Don't really, they talk about the tragedy, but it's really the class issues that he was addressing that I think are really the important, one of the more important parts of what he was doing. Because, you know, this is like another thing we're facing again in this country. We're looking at, the upper class has completely declared war on working people.
Yes.
Not in like, oh, they're killing you with weapons type shit. They're killing working people with the lack of access to things, lack of living wages, et cetera. And again,
access to healthcare.
This is this fight still continues. So please keep that in your mind. On to some other news. Jay-Z is trending because he's 50 years old. and finally he put all his music on Spotify. Cause I was not getting Tidal. I don't care how many albums of his I really love, could not bring myself to pay for Tidal. Just didn't make sense. Even if he was being like, well, then you don't get my music, I don't care.
Enough of a threat, honestly. I'm like, I'll just listen to those songs off of fucking YouTube.
Yeah, that proud, or like go and bring out my old hard drive from like back in the day when you used to store all your MP3s.
Got my CD book.
I'm like, bro, I have all your albums anyway, but like don't make me go into this Case Logic
book. I will
go
to my garage. I will get that CD book out.
Yeah. Do you have anything of his on vinyl?
No.
What's your favorite Jay-Z song?
I don't think I have a song, probably an album.
What's your favorite album?
The Danger Mouse remix.
Oh, the Gray album? Damn. Wow. I really love the Gray album.
It's fucking tight as hell.
I think the, man, the 99 Problems version on the Gray album is amazing. Everything actually on that is super fucking good.
It is the best album.
It's one of those albums, man, and I talked about this on the show like back in the, I don't know, maybe like a year ago. I started listening to it again. And
holds up, man.
It holds up, but it like gave me energy. Like I was like, it's not often I listen to something, I go, woo!
It slaps. When I'm driving, I'm like, oh, I'm speeding. This is feeling too good.
I'm speeding and I'm in a cop car? Whoops. So that's a little bit of interesting development for those of y'all on Spotify and like Jay-Z, outside of his act as an overt capitalist who tries to subvert the forward upward movement of one Colin Kaepernick, then yeah, check that out. Also, finally, James Bond is trending.
I don't know if you guys saw that trailer.
No Time to Die is this, like, as they say, a lot of people are saying it's the first Bond in the Me Too era, because as we all know, women are mostly props in Bond films, or just
delightful wet holes.
Yes, who typically like lose their lives.
Oh yeah, they
casually,
die all the time,
and it's sort of like, yeah, sorry, thank you, gotta go because I just needed.
He just wanted to get his dick
lady.
Wet before.
Well, it's
you
for
got
the marketing
killed.
Too, right? Because all the marketing is whoever's playing James Bond plus this very attractive actress equals please come
Bond
to the
girl.
Movie.
Yeah,
boom. But this new film, No Time to Die, co-written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge,
holler
from obviously Fleabag.
Fleabag.
I didn't know she was in Killing Eve too. Forgot about that.
I love Killing Eve. Oh my god.
So good.
Makes me so horny. It's crazy.
Does it?
It totally does. It's like entertaining, but I'm like the entire time I'm like so aroused. I'm like, oh my god.
You're like, she's a sadistic killer.
What
but
is happening?
She's so multidimensional.
I'm like, can her and Sandra O fuck already? What is happening?
Well, you know. Stay tuned.
It's a good show.
So yeah, this new one, we were watching the trailer. I mean, look. I like that we're already seeing like a strong woman of color who's like, yo, get my fucking way, James Bond, and I'm gonna kneecap you.
And she like knew it, that he had one bad knee already, and she called him out on it. She's like, old man, I'm gonna take out your one good knee.
Who's Ashana Lynch, who's in Captain Marvel, another great film. And then you see like the usual group of people. I mean, I didn't realize Christoph Waltz was also in this one too, but that makes sense because I think he was in the last one.
And Rami Malek is the bad guy.
I guess. I don't know. I think we just assume.
Or the Phantom
he must
of the
be.
Opera. We don't really know.
Yeah, he's
there's
clearly...
a big mask thing, but then we see him without the mask. I don't really know what the mask is for if we're going to see his
it
face.
It looks
anyway.
Like a mask, like some like a Japanese folkloric kind of mask, or definitely Asian influence. But I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
But it's but it totally is the Phantom mask.
Yeah, like when it cracks.
When
like,
it cracks.
Yeah, whenever
yeah.
you see a mask where like the lower third of your mouth and like half of your
yeah,
chin is covered.
Yeah, it's Phantom.
You're Phantom,
Phantom,
baby. But maybe it's the Japanese Phantom. Okay.
Okay.
That's what they call me in the streets. But yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to see what the script actually means. Like how it seems already from the trailer, the characters in this that are women have much more agency, have much more independence outside of their relations to the male character.
But also,
and are generally just fucking it up.
But also it's, I thought like, oh, maybe there would be some funny lines because Phoebe.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't any. It's like a pretty serious trailer.
Yeah, it's a Bond film trailer, though.
I mean, but you know, a lot of times they'll throw in like I think yeah. their funny line was when the bartender or whoever the when he's checking in and he's like Bond and he's like who
looks up.
He's like James Bond. Bond. Like, I think that was their like wink.
Or
and
even
that was
when
it.
When she was like, "I'll shoot you in your other knee," you're like, "In your good knee." Haha. I don't
yeah.
know. Maybe that wasn't even that
yeah,
funny.
It's not
good. I mean, it was a very action. Look, the action looks. Good. I like Bond movies.
I do too. I also like the books. Did you ever read the books?
No, I'm illiterate actually. So,
so stupid.
That sounds like a threat. To have I read the gen- trick
they're,
question. There are no Bond books.
They're really fun.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they just super like easy page turner?
Yes, exactly.
Spy books?
Like bring it on the beach kind of shit.
Right. And you'll burn yeah. through half the book in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Okay. Maybe I'll accept your challenge.
Challenge
I still
accepted.
Need to see a Harry Potter film.
Oh, yeah. Again, shout out to any listeners. If you got a mansion.
Got a mansion or a movie theater.
Miles
invite me
and
so
I want to come
time.
Over. He's going to watch Harry Potter for the first time.
At your
We're going to get very high. What? Invite us over.
Yeah, please. Okay, well, that's about it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed. Jack is out. He's on special assignment. He's
out in the field, man.
He's out in the field.
He's
just
wearing
working on
a
big story.
Vest. A lot of pockets,
binoculars.
Yeah, he's out there. He's got one of those hats with a net on it.
I was going to say a pith helmet, like he's in the like a safari.
Yeah, safari outfit for sure. Cargo shorts.
The very, yeah.
Socks
anyway.
Very high up.
Oh, also, I forgot. The director is Cary Joji Fukunaga.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So shout out to Japanese Americans out there.
Doing your thing, getting that bag.
Yeah. Yeah, with that, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning for Daily Zeitgeist.
Bye.
Bye.